Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Wanda called in. Let's see if I can bring her on. Hello, Pastor Wanda. Hello, Pastor Wanda.
Praise the Lord, Pastor. How you doing? This is the day Lord
has made.
Let us rejoice and be glad. I'm blessed and highly favored. How are you doing?
I'm blessed and highly favored as well. Last night we had a great show.
Yes, we had a great show last night.
Yes. Hopefully we're gonna have another great one tonight. Okay. I've got a devotional that I'm gonna talk about in a few minutes here. Okay. It's titled "God Is Our Provider," and after I do the devotional, I'm going to do. So are you ready for
today? Yeah. Hey, we'll have a good one.
All right. Well, okay, I'm gonna give the devotional right now. Okay.
All right, let's do it.
There's no better Father than Creator God. He formed us and knows us. He provides for us, loves us unconditionally. He belongs relationship with us. He runs out to meet us in our own sins, clothes us with a new identity, and restores us to the abundant life He has always planned for us. As we spend time looking at the Father's heart of God, may a fresh revelation of His love for you guide you into a greater depth of your relationship with your Heavenly Father. In Matthew chapter 6, 25-33 says, "Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, be anxious, can add a single hour to a span of his life? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon in his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you, or your little, O you of little faith? Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, 'What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?' For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your Heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to you." So your Heavenly Father is a great provider for all the earth. He gives rain when the earth needs refreshment. He calls the sun from his hiding when the earth needs warmth. He gives to the animals their food, the flowers their beauty, the birds their shelter, and you and me everything we need. We worship a God who is both loving and powerful. Okay? He is both omnipotent and omnipresent. When he is both good and able. If he were not, he would be forced to fend for ourselves, striving for that which we promised to provide. If he were only good, we would not be assured of the provisions his power provides. And if he were only able, he would fear for a lack of desire to provide. But God is our Heavenly Father, who both knows what we need and longs to provide for us in exceeding measures. He is our Creator and Sustainer, Lord of all, Lord and all. So why do you fear for your needs? Why do you stress over the foundational cares of this life while your Heavenly Father is seated on His throne? The truth is that until we experience for ourselves both the goodness and the power of our Heavenly Father, The truth of his provisions will only ever feel like a heady theological principle. But until we experience firsthand the character and provisions of our God, fear will remain. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 says, "There is no fear." There is no fear in love, but perfect love casts out fear. For fear has to do with punishment, and whoever fears has not been perfected in love. So God longs to perfect you in his love today. He longs to guide you into an encounter with his goodness and power. He longs to establish a foundation of his faithfulness by which you can live in faith. May you have a transformative encounter with the Holy Spirit today that frees you from fear and striving as you enter into guided prayer. So first, meditate on God's promise of provision. Allow Scripture to renew your mind and transform the way you act, think, and feel. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 through 11, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and one who seeks finds. One who knocks, it will be opened. Or for which one of you, is his son, asking for bread, will give him a stone. Or if he asks for a fish, will give him a serpent. If then you are evil, know how to give gifts to your children. How much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask?" Okay? "Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious." Okay, I'm not gonna read that again. Okay? There's no sense in that. Okay? Secondly, where do you have fear in regards to provision? Where are you striving for what God has already promised to provide? God wants to bring peace into your life. So thirdly, seek to allow God to reveal his goodness and power. Ask the Holy Spirit to guide you into an encounter with all that is good, that God is. And allow Scripture to your circumstances so that you might live today in line with God's will. And no matter how old we get, God will still be our Father. We never have to go through a season apart from his perfect provision. We neither have to step outside of his leadership and love. He'll always be our good shepherd. He will always be our sustainer. And he will always be our Heavenly Father who provides. Never doubt the goodness and the power of your God. Rest in his promises and continue to grow in your knowledge of who he is by resting in his presence. May you experience the abundant provisions of your loving Heavenly Father. I highly suggest you read Matthew 6 to bring this emotional more into life. Okay? Amen. Well, let me ask you. Do you know the Lord is your Lord and Savior? You do not. Okay? If you do not know him, I would give you a chance to know him in a minute. Okay? Well, let me ask you, are you tired of walking around in life not knowing which way is up or down? Are you dazed and confused, knowing what to do? Okay? Or maybe you suffer from anxiety, or maybe you suffer from something worse, such as addiction to drugs or alcohol, or sexual immorality, or gambling, overeating, or whatever it is, the Lord can take that away, but in order to do so, folks, guess what? He needs to know you, He can't do anything for you if he does not know you, right? So, I ask you, are you willing to accept the Lord Jesus Christ tonight? And so simply say this prayer tonight. Say, "Lord Jesus, for too long I've kept you out of my life. I know that I'm a sinner and that I cannot save myself. No longer will I close the door when I hear you knocking upon it. By faith I truly receive your gift of salvation. I'm so ready to trust you as my Lord and Savior. So I want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, for coming to earth. If you are the Son of God who died on the cross at Calvary for sins and then rose from the dead on the third day. So once again, I want to thank you for bearing my sins and giving me the precious gift of eternal life. I believe your words are true. So please come into my heart, Lord Jesus, and be my Savior tonight. And we pray this in the mighty, precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
We here at God's Rainbow Ministries want to welcome you into the family of God. And we want to say may the Lord bless you and may he always have a favor. Amen.
Amen.
So, Pastor Wanda, what did you think about the devotional tonight?
Now, let me give you a prime example. You know, the Lord had me speak on that to someone today about the good gift. And God gave us the greatest gift, and that gift is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. And God, when we look at life, ain't nothing can compare to what God does for us, okay? He done made a way for everything, and the devotion was great. He had me minister on that today.
Really?
About 7 o'clock this morning. So it helped me start it. And it's funny, when I heard you say it, you know, that is being on one accord, and the Holy Spirit, that's what God is wanting for us to understand, that it's one accord and unity. And that is great, Pastor. Great word.
Amen.
Great.
Amen. Well, let's play a little bit of music here.
Okay.
And we'll get into the Bible reading. Okay.
Okay.
I'll get Tony F to do that. Okay. Because I have it written out and ready to go on the computer. I made it easy for him.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll be getting off, Pastor. I'll be getting off, Pastor. I got to get prepared for tomorrow.
Okay.
I came on for a period of time. I've been up since 5, really 4 o'clock, and God been had me, and I'm just getting home, and I've been running. And so I got to go anoint myself and sit with the Lord. But I had to be there for my brother. Amen.
Well, all righty. It was good having you on while
you
were here.
All right. Love you, brother. See you tomorrow. God bless.
See you tomorrow. God bless. All right. That was Pastor Wanda, folks. Beautiful, godly woman she is. All right. Let's play some more music.
Thank you. moments like passing by, gotta make something out of it. And every time the clock ticks, you'll be so reminded how time flies, but you ain't in the cockpit. Your birthdays are like the worst days. There's turmoil in your heart, the celebration on the Sunday. Cause Monday just right back to that workplace where you hate it, but you gotta get paid. Yeah, I can feel the pressure too every time I'm speaking on the microphone, different crowds on the weekends. Cause I remember what James said about teaching and why is everybody scrutinizing what I'm tweeting.
And kill it at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. And Aaron's sons, the priests, shall sprinkle the blood all around on the altar. Then he shall offer from the sacrifice of the peace offering an offering made by fire to the Lord. The fat that covers the entrails and the fat, all the fat that is on the entrails, the two kidneys and the fat that is on them by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys, he shall remove, and Aaron's sons shall burn it on the altar upon the burnt sacrifice, which is on the wood that is on the fire, as an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to the Lord. If his offering is a sacrifice of peace offering to the Lord as of the flock, whether male or female, he shall offer it without blemish. If he offers a lamb as his offering, then he shall offer it before the Lord, and he shall lay his hand on the head of his offering and kill it before the tabernacle of meeting. And Aaron's sons shall sprinkle its blood all around on the altar. Then he shall offer from the sacrifice of the peace offering as an offering made by the fire to the Lord, its fat and the whole fat tail, which he shall remove close to the backbone, and the fat that covers the entrails, and all the fat that is on the entrails, the two kidneys and the fat that is on them by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys he shall remove. And the priest shall burn them on the altar as food, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Now the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to the children of Israel, saying, if a person sins unintentionally against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which ought not to be done, and does any of them, if the anointed priest sins, bringing guilt on the people, then let him offer to the Lord for his sin which he has sinned a young bull without blemish as a sin offering. He shall bring the bull to the door of the tabernacle of meeting before the Lord, lay his hand on the bull's head, and kill the bull before the Lord. Then the anointed priest shall take some of the bull's blood and bring it to the tabernacle of meeting. The priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle some of the blood seven times before the Lord, in front of the veils of the sanctuary. And the priest shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar of sweet incense before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of meeting, and he shall pour the remaining blood of the bull at the base of the altar of the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of meeting. He shall take it from all the fat of the bull as the sin offering, the fat that covers the entrails and all the fat which is on the entrails, the two kidneys and the fat that is on them by the flanks, and the fatty lobe attached to the liver above the kidneys, he shall remove it. As it was taken from the bull to the sacrifice of the peace offering, and the priest shall burn them on the altar of the burnt offering. But the bull's hide and all of its flesh, with its head and legs, its entrails, and offal the whole bull, he shall carry outside the camp to a clean place, where the ashes are poured out, and burn it on wood with fire. Where the ashes are poured out, it shall be burned. Now, if the whole congregation of Israel sins unintentionally, and the thing is hidden from the eyes of the assembly, and they have done something against any of the commandments of the Lord in anything which should not be done, and are guilty, when the sin which they have committed becomes known, then the assembly shall offer a young bull for the sin, and bring it before the tabernacle of meeting. And the elders of the congregation shall lay their hands on the head of the bull before the Lord. Then the bull shall be killed before the Lord. The anointed priest shall bring some of the bull's blood to the tabernacle of meeting. Then the priest shall dip his finger in the blood and sprinkle it seven times before the Lord in front of the veil. And he shall put some of the blood on the horns of the altar which is before the Lord, which is in the tabernacle of meeting. And he shall pour the remaining blood at the base of the altar for the burnt offering, which is at the door of the tabernacle of the meeting. He shall take all the fat from it and burn it on the altar. And he shall do with the bull as he did with the bull as a sin offering. Thus he shall do with it. So the priest shall make atonement for them, and it shall be forgiven them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, if a person commits a trespass and sins unintentionally in regard to the holy things of the Lord, then he shall bring to the Lord as his trespass offering a ram without blemish from the flocks, with your valuation in shekels of silver according to the shekel of the sanctuary as a trespass offering. And he shall make restitution for the harm that he has done regarding the holy thing, and shall add one-fifth to it and give it to the priest. So the priest shall make atonement for him with the ram of the trespass offering, and it shall have forgiven him. If a person sins and commits any of these things which are forbidden to be done by the commandments of the Lord, though he does not know it, yet he is guilty and shall bear his iniquity, and he shall bring to the priest a ram without blemish from the flock, with your valuation as a trespass offering. So the priest shall make atonement for him regarding his ignorance in which he erred and did not know it, and it shall be forgiven him. It is a trespass offering. He has certainly trespassed against the Lord. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, if a person sins and commits a trespass against the Lord by lying to his neighbor about what was delivered to him for safekeeping, or about a pledge, or about a robbery, or if he has extorted from his neighbor, or if he has found what was lost and lies concerning it, and swears falsely in any one of the things that a man may do in which he sins, then it shall be because he has sinned and is guilty that he shall restore what he has stolen, or the thing which he has extorted, or what was delivered to him for safekeeping, or the lost thing which he found, or all that about which he has sworn falsely. He shall restore its full value, add one-fifth more to it, and give it to whomever it belongs on the day of his trespass offering. Well, you know, that was a lot of offerings for a lot of things. Yeah. But it just goes down the line and shows you the bigger your sin, the bigger your sacrifice. So let me go on, move on. I'm going to go on to Psalms 22, 26:28. The poor shall eat and be satisfied. Those who seek him will praise the Lord. Let your heart live forever. All the ends of the world shall remember and turn to the Lord. And all the families of the nations shall worship before you. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he rules over the nations. And one more small piece of the Bible that I'm going to share with you tonight is Proverbs 10:1. The Proverbs of Solomon. A wise man makes a glad father, but a foolish son is the grief of his mother. Amen for that.
Yes, indeed.
Well, I'm going to turn you back over to Ken. Thank you for letting me into your lives for another evening. Tomorrow night we may not have a Bible reading because we are preparing for doing the Bible story for you on Saturday. And that will be an entire evening of Ken and myself sharing from the crucifixion to the resurrection. I can never get the word crucifixion out of my mouth, no matter how hard I try. So bless you all, and I'll see you in a bit.
All right. Yes, crucifixion is a rough word to come out. Okay.
It never wants to catch.
Amen. All righty. Okay. Well, let's play some more music. All right.
Speeds my fear.
take a caller. I got Johnny Longfeather on the line. Oh, no, that's not Johnny Longfeather. Johnny Longfeather, you were on the line. You pushed the one key. What's up?
Hello, Ken.
Hello, how you doing?
I had a question about the Bible reading. I appreciate you taking my phone call.
Okay.
So the reading is starting at the beginning and going through the end. Is that correct?
I've read Genesis, okay, and until Tony decided to come on and do the Bible readings. So he took over from Exodus and moving his way in Leviticus, and we're working our way,
mm-hmm.
okay, to the end of the Bible. We're starting from the beginning to the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, Mike, God, the question is, as I listen to all this talk of entrails and offerings and tabernacles, it makes me wonder if there's anybody on earth who is still following what God wanted us to do back then. I wonder if you could talk about that maybe. Why this has gone away or what?
Well, no, when Jesus came, he became the final sacrifice. So we no longer had to live by those old laws, okay? The 613 old laws of the Old Testament. However, there is 1,050 New Testament laws that no one can really follow either, okay? Okay,
mm-hmm.
I mean, if you think of all the laws, okay, that are out there, okay? So, but like I said, Jesus Christ came to fulfill that, okay? He said he came to fulfill the law. He didn't come to abolish it, but to fulfill it, okay? And by fulfilling it, okay, he became that final sacrifice, okay? So that way no one had to do that anymore.
So is Leviticus is in the Torah, correct?
Yes, it's the five books of Moses.
Okay, so then are Jewish people doing this?
Entails and
burning sacrifices?
As far as I know, not anymore. Okay? Okay? They don't, as far as I know. Now, I mean, who's to say? I mean, I know when I was a Reformed Jew, okay, growing up,
right.
We didn't do it, okay?
No.
I don't know if any of the Hasidics, okay, still do it, okay?
I can imagine they would.
Culture, okay?
Yeah.
But I don't think so.
Well, I can understand why the Christians have moved on from those practices, but it makes you wonder why the Jews have. It's interesting.
They don't accept the Messiah, okay, Jesus Christ, so, you know, why do they not keep on their practices? I don't know. Okay. Well, 317 drop, Johnny Longfeather drop. Okay. Let's go back to playing some more music. Okay, this is going to be a song by Pillar.
Thank you.
What happened, Johnny?
Well, I just got dropped. When I called back, you were playing more godly music.
Yeah, that's okay. I didn't know if you had dropped or you had left or.
I didn't do it. I didn't do it on purpose because you were in the middle of a sentence. Anyway, I did have another question. I know we are in the season of Passover.
Yes.
So when is Passover? I know it's soon. Is it this weekend?
Passover actually starts. Okay. It's actually already started. Okay. Starts at the beginning of the week on Monday. Okay. And,
really?
Yeah. Because if you think about it, Jesus was crucified during the Passover. Okay. They say that a lot. You know, some people say that Jesus Christ was crucified on a Friday, put into the tomb, and rose on Sunday. Okay, Easter Sunday. Okay,
mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's not 3 days in the grave. Okay, that's nowhere near 3 days. It's only 1.5 days. Okay, because from Friday night to Saturday night, sundown is 1 day. Okay. And then a half day he rose in the morning. So in order for him to be put to be in the ground 3 days and rise on Sunday, he would have to been put in on Thursday, or it was another concept of it where they think that he was crucified on a Wednesday, okay, and then rose on Passover because you know Jesus did a lot of things. I mean, not Passover, but on the Sabbath, because Jesus did a lot of things on the Sabbath. Okay, so there's two different views three different views, okay, on when he was buried. Okay, so when he was crucified and when he was, you know what I'm saying, put into the tomb. So, who knows which one is right? Okay, because I wasn't there. Okay.
Nor was I.
We only have what the word says, and the word says he was in the tomb for 3 days. So, like I said, in order for him to be in the tomb 3 days, it would definitely have to be Thursday if he rose on Sunday, or Wednesday if he rose on Saturday.
Now, back in your days of a practicing Jew, at what point during that Passover period of a week or so, at what point would you be consuming the bitter herbs, the all that sort of the plate, the
seder? Usually that's done, okay, the first night of Passover, okay, you would have the salt and the bitter herbs, and you would have the lamb, and you would have all that, okay, and unleavened bread, of course, okay.
The lamb shank.
You would have all that. Usually, it's like a lamb or something like that. Yeah.
Okay.
Claiming that Passover begins at sundown of Friday of the 19th and ends Saturday the 27th.
That seems awfully late.
Is that what they're saying Passover is this year?
Yeah, I'm on the Google. I just typed in, when does Passover start? And it says it begins sundown the 19th. So that's tomorrow. Holy geez, that's pretty late in the year.
The 19th is Friday. Friday.
Right.
Okay. Hmm. What? I mean, maybe I usually thought that the the Passover is usually, okay, before supposedly Jesus Christ was crucified, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not the day of, supposedly, Good Friday, because that's Good Friday, okay?
Right. Well, I don't know. Maybe this is incorrect, but I have to add, you know, Google.
I don't know. It's possible. I don't know, but I haven't practiced Judaism in quite a while. Okay, so.
Okay. You mentioned the lamb shank. I heard from your brother in Christ, Cardinal Willie Kahn, recently. He was on an airplane flight jetting around Southeast Asia, going from country to country to preach to the unpreached. And he told me that they served lamb on his airplane.
Really?
Is lamb kosher?
Yeah, well, lamb is considered kosher, yeah. It all depends on how the lamb is killed that makes it kosher. Lamb is killed, okay, with its throat cut and then hung upside down so all the blood
mm-hmm.
to drain out, then it's kosher. But if it's killed any other way, it's not kosher.
Yeah, it has to be witnessed by the rabbi of some sort, correct?
Yeah, a rabbi says a blessing over the lamb, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, so anyway, do you have any other calls?
I have a lot of calls, okay, but I'm not taking 111 callers. I have a 337 caller that just called, okay? Okay. I don't know who that is either.
That's a North Carolina number. I think it could be Joey Gibson.
No, Joseph Gibson is 336.
Oh, I'm sorry. I misheard you.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know who that could be.
Me neither.
Maybe someone who's an expert on Judaism, maybe someone who knows about the killing of lambs or Passover. I don't know. Maybe it's someone who wants to call in. I don't know.
Yeah, well, let's find out. Let's see who it is. Okay. 337, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
All right, how are you?
I'm good. This is Howard.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
I'm doing well. I was listening to your conversation. It reminded me, you know, yesterday I was trying to remember a song. It was a song pertaining to Judaism, and it's been stuck in my head for some time. I don't know the lyrics, but you probably do. You could probably help me. And I'm looking. It's an earworm. I'm looking to get it out of my head.
Okay. Can you hum it?
Yeah, I swear to God, they need an app that'll help with. You can just sing into. It goes. You know what I mean? It goes. Take it to the mountain. Take it to the sea. See, something like that. Woo, 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 woo.
I don't know. I don't know if that's an actual. I know Marantha Music sings something similar to that. Okay. Because
I kept singing it to myself. It go like, you break the mountain to the sea, something like that.
Yeah, and I know what you. I know the song that you're talking about.
Yeah.
It's not really so much a Judaistic song, okay?
Really?
It's Marantha Music. Is it
Mongo Jerry?
Huh?
No, Mongo Jerry was in the summertime. You come on, I know you know it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Whoa. You got to know it.
No.
It's a great song. Oh, my God, it's a great song. But I couldn't think of who did it. I was so upset.
Well, there's so many different people that sing songs that are similar, okay? Miranda Music sings a song similar to that, okay?
Oh, Miranda? Who?
Not Miranda. Maranta. Maranta Music.
Oh. Because, yeah, this one goes, you come by a mountain, you can climb the mountain. Whoa, happy, we can make each other happy.
You can swim
in the seas.
I don't know. Well, anyway, thanks for
come
calling.
Come on.
I don't know.
Oh, I've had it. I've had it with this. It's making me crazy, Ken. It's making me crazy.
Okay. Well, sorry.
You're a moron. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah, whatever. Okay.
Oh, come on, Chris. Come on, Chris. Be nice.
Yeah, whoever that was Howard. Okay, supposedly. So anyway, we're getting ready to get off here anyway. So I'm gonna say God bless everybody. Thank you for calling. Okay. I'm going to get Tony up to do a closing prayer, okay, and I'll play a closing song to take us out.
Not so much a prayer tonight, guys. More or less a statement. We leave you here tonight. We want you to go in peace. We want you to use everything you hear, you know, to get you through the day tomorrow. Know that people here at God's Rainbow Ministries care about you and are thinking about you. But remember, you can only do these things for yourself. Only you can help yourself. You can't look to other people for help. You can look to God for help because he's the only one really who can help you. And if you need help other than that, please remember that there are suicide hotlines out there. There are alcohol hotlines out there. If you ever truly need help and you're that desperate, please reach out to somebody. And those numbers are always out there. And there's always people on the other end of the line waiting to hear and to help you 24 hours a day. The Suicide Hotline and the Alcoholics Anonymous Hotline, 24/7. They're out there, guys. Make use of them.
Amen. All right. Well, let's play a song to take us out. Okay. I just noticed we got a 336 caller. I'm going to take that and see if it's Joseph Gibson. I'm not sure if it is or not. Is that you, Joseph?
This is Joseph Gibson, my friend. I'm sending the fake phony picture there on Blog Talk Radio Inc. About the chat room nonsense. You know,
this
is ridiculous. Madeline, Madeline, if that's your real name, back tomorrow when you contact Blog Talk Radio Premium Support. The chat room is all screwed up. You know, you can't log in, right? You got to update everything. And like we talked about on my show, God's Rainbow Ministries, we're gonna get together another venue. You know what? And I've gotten about 30 to 40 emails in the last hour, actually, saying they're not happy with it either. Leave things alone. Leave it alone, because you screw things up and everything becomes so convoluted nobody can understand it. Just leave it alone.
Yeah, I know. It's like I don't know if you could get into my chat room.
No, I tried. I tried to get into your chat room. I can't get in there.
And many of my listeners can't
get in there.
Yeah, Tony Epp can't get in there either. Okay.
Yeah.
And he speaks with me. Okay, so he can't get in there. Johnny Longfeather was able to get in. Okay, I see him in there. Okay. So I don't know. I don't know what it is. Okay. Yeah, like I said, maybe you just gotta update your JavaScript or your Adobe Flash. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. And here we go. They sent me back. How do I use Direct Connect host on my show? They're replying back to me on Blog Talk. I'm actually on your show right now, and I've got Blog Talk Inc. And this is what they do. I ask them a question, and I give them a comment, and this is what they say. How do I use Connect host on my show? Okay. Invite guests to my show. Why is there an echo on my show? No, that's not what I asked. But let's click on the first question. Let me click on that. Okay, how do I use Direct Connect to host my show? Premium Studio Connection. To use Direct Connect, follow these steps. At the scheduled time, open your studio page. Click the Direct Connect button located towards the upper left of your screen. A pop-up window will display asking for permission for Flash to access your microphone. Click Allow. Direct Connect will dial into your studio. To begin your recording session, please press 1 to start your show now. You will know you are connected to studio when the caller list. Did this answer your question? And then I got a smiley face, a sad face, or a happy face. Let me click on the sad face. No, that
yeah,
did not answer my question.
That didn't answer
your
question.
And then underneath it, it says, let's see here. Check out our gear guide for more tips. You know, it's all convoluted. This is what happens when you buy from Amazon, or if you're a seller on Amazon, like I exposed on Blog Talk Radio. But I'm going to tell you right now, like I said on my show, we're going to create another platform. And you know what? Instead of paying $40 a month, folks, you could pay 50 cents a month. You know, and Blog Talk Radio is being so convoluted, like your criminal government and your money and everything else I talk about on my show. You know, they're screwing everything up. Leave things alone. You know,
yeah,
leave it alone.
I agree with you. That
you're running over time.
Oh yeah. I'm running over time. So okay. But it's good that I got you in for at least a couple minutes there, Joey. So
I tried, listen, and another thing real quick, I know you're running out of time. I tried calling in, and it wouldn't let me call into your show. You know,
really?
People are not going to tolerate that. People will go someplace else. So Blog Talk Radio, if you're listening, we are sick. Leave things alone. Leave it alone.
Yeah. You should have been able to call on my show, because I've had no problem with people calling on my show. Okay.
It says the show host was not available. That's what it said. You know, and the thing of it is, real quick, I know you're running out of time. It says a good headset, high speed internet connect, hardwired modem or router connection, not wireless. Close all. You know, it's convoluted nonsense like Amazon, and you know what? We're gonna get a lot of disorder to create a new world order, and Blog Talk Radio is doing what they do best. They're following along with the Spectrum and all the other advertisers out there and the New World Order. Simple as that.
Okay. Well, hopefully, maybe when they get enough complaints about this, they'll go back to the old system. You know, because I know a lot of people
damn
complain.
Right.
I know a lot of people.
Oh, and then I just got a message. The team will be back tomorrow. You'll be notified here by email, and then it's my email, joegibsonishome@yahoo.com, just now. The bot just sent me an email. The robot.
I'll send you an email concerning the problem tomorrow. Okay.
Yeah, they're going to send me an email, all right, God's Rainbow Man. You can click on this link. You could check out this Flash player. You need to update this script. You need to do this, you know. And it's all convoluted. You know what Blog Talk is doing right now, brother? Is they're being bought out and sold out by the criminal corporation, because shows like yours and mine are exposing the New World Order. That's what's going on. That's what's going on. We're becoming too popular. Our voice is too strongly being heard. And that's what's going on.
It could be. Could be. Okay, but, you know, who knows? Like I said, if they get enough complaints about one particular thing, they'll eventually go back to their old system. Okay?
We hope and pray they do, brother. We hope and pray they do.
Oh, I do. I'm praying for it. Okay? I mean, I figured out how to use this, okay, but, you know.
Yeah, but what about our thousands of other listeners, brother? They, you know what people are going to do? They're going to say, screw it. And then we're going to lose listeners and supporters, because Blog Talk Radio will cater to the advertisers who told them to do that. Because they're owned and operated, and I'm going to find out who they're owned and operated with and who trades with them on Wall Street, just like, the Bible says, trafficking men's souls, you know? And that's what they're doing to us now. They're trying to shut us down, brother. They're trying to shut us down. You're seeing the beginning of the end of alternative media on Blog Talk Radio. That's what you're seeing. And you heard it first on God's Rainbow Ministries.
Amen. Okay, I gotta go. It's beeping at me. Okay, so I want to say God bless you, everybody, for listening. Okay, and are you gonna have a show tomorrow or Sunday?
I'm gonna do a show on Sunday night. I'll do a show on Sunday night. Oh, boy. Are you on my – hang on real quick. I know you're pressed for time. Sunday. I'll do a show at Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, understanding the times in which we live in, God living.
Amen.
Hopefully.
Okay, well, I'll tune in for sure. Okay?
I know you will. If you can't get into the chat, call in 657-383-0616. Everybody, you know, let's switch up this Blog Talk Radio crap. We pay for it. You know what? They need to listen to us. We're the ones that are paying for it.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Okay, well, God bless everybody, okay? And have a wonderful night. Okay? Don't forget, tomorrow night, same godly channel, same godly time, 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, for another episode of Purpose Gospel Radio. So until then, have a great night. Bye-bye.
Take care, brother.
You too.